I love my kids.
I love my work.
And we're not apologizing for it. Welcome to Whole Motherhood, a podcast for moms who love their kids and their work. I'm Hillary Barnett.
And I'm Amanda Phillips.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Whole Motherhood podcast. Today, I have with me Jenny Reed, the founder of Vinnie Louise, a gorgeous, incredible clothing boutique store, multiple stores here in the Nashville area in Middle Tennessee. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes, I feel like I've been saying this a lot lately, but we've tried really hard to make this happen. I feel like all of
I mean, I think it like goes into like what this podcast is all about, because I mean, we're just moms trying to make it. And so we finally made it happen.
We did. Like you're hosting a big party tonight at your house. I'm sitting in my car in the car line after Halloween parties. Like this is how we live our lives, right? This is just what we do.
We just keep going. Yeah, we don't stop.
Yes. Yes, we never stop. Well, I am so happy to have you. I have been following Vinnie Louise online for several years now and just been so impressed and amazed by the growth, and your online presence is just gorgeous. I have to confess, and I already did to you, that I am not very fashionable. I struggle, but I feel like when I look at Vinnie Louise images, I'm like, I could be more fat. Like this could, if I just walked in there, I could walk out looking stylish. Like somebody would help me look stylish.
We have you covered. Thank you.
And so many of my friends just rave about your store. And I want to say boutique. Is that the proper term? Is that something that we're, okay. You embrace that term.
We embrace it.
Well, it totally feels that way. It's just such a warm, inviting environment and the clothes are gorgeous. So tell me a little bit about kind of your motherhood and Vinnie Louise journey. Kind of how did they begin and how are they meshing now?
Yeah, so Vinnie started before we had kids. So it definitely was like my first child. But when I started, it was always like I always wanted to start something that would merge really well into me being a mom. And I really loved the idea of like being able to create my own hours, which is somewhat comical because when you are a business owner, you kind of never are off. But I still am like so grateful for it. So my background, I actually was working on my master's for becoming a counselor. And I always went back and forth with, do I want to be a therapist? Or do I want to have my own store? Like those were kind of my two passions. Both of them, I really felt like one day after building it, I really would be able to have a team or staff or whatever it looked like, so I could also be a mom. And so, I mean, I started this a few years before I had my daughter, and kind of with that intention, like wanting to like really be able to like lay the groundwork, build a strong foundation, for me to definitely be present in it always, but also be able to like be present as a mom and as a wife, and just kind of like the things that are important to me. Still really learning it, you know. I balance is a funny word because
it is.
what you think of balance is probably not actually what it looks like to have balance. And you know, I really have to take it season by season, of, you know, how much time I have to like commit to, my work at Vinnie. And then also like when I need to put my mom hat on and let my team run Vinnie. So Vinnie was my first baby. And then I think I had it for about 3 years before having my sweet little one. And she is now 21 months. So I've had 21 months of practice of juggling two things.
Girlfriend, just the beginning. Yes. But it probably feels like you've got a little bit of experience under your belt now. If you're almost, she's almost two, right? So like you're getting out of the newborn infant phase, you're getting into the toddler phase. Oh, so many glories await.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
It has been such a fun, you know, adventure. At first, for the first 10 months, I did not take any help. Like, I was like,
okay,
I created this business so I could watch my children. And I just really had a lot of fear of letting someone else come in on either side, really, on the business and especially with my daughter. But at about the 10 months, like, I kind of had a little bit of like a breaking point of, I couldn't give either my attention well. And I don't really like to say the whole fair thing, it's not fair, but it wasn't really fair to my team or fair to my daughter, just because my attention was like so pulled. And so we found an amazing nanny, and I just really learned how to set better boundaries with things. And so when I have like work, I have work. When I have Rowan, I have Rowan. And that has been like probably one of the best decisions we've made, of like bringing in a nanny, and it's okay. You know, it's okay.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
That I have a nanny come in, you know, 'cause there was a lot of fear in that. I think there's a lot of, you know, moms that have that guilt of the balance or leaving, or even I have my own business, so shouldn't I be able to be a mom full time and be a business owner full time? And you know, some people can do it, and that's so great, but it really wasn't in my capacity, and I had to see that and just know that I had to kind of get help.
That is so awesome to hear you say that. I think that there's so much, like you said, there's guilt no matter what choice you make, but it's so easy to feel like you have to hold everything so tightly, and it can be your children or your business. And I think that's when you really start to see the things start to loosen up, and you're like, something's unraveling and I'm not sure how this is going to work. Like, something has to give.
Yes.
And I love that you said what your capacity was, because it's so easy to compare to other moms. And that's, I know we were talking a little bit of Enneagram prior to the start, but just that we're all so different, and the way we're wired and what helps us be a better human being and a better mom is so different. So to look at someone else and go, well, they're with their child X hours a day, or they're at their business X hours a day. Like, you have to just kind of keep your blinders on and run your own race and say, what do I need? And what can I, you know, what's my capacity? What can I, like, how am I a healthy person? Like, how can I be a healthy person as a mother and a business owner?
Yes.
And I love that you made that choice. I think I haven't had that. I'm more part-time, so it's like, it's not been as necessary, but I do understand the boundaries. I think that's the hard part, is going, this isn't working anymore. Something has to change. There has to be a boundary. And I think we, as moms, we often, there's so many blurred lines. Like, we're always trying to do a million things at once. And it's like, how is that serving anyone?
Yes, for sure. Well, and that's the thing. And it's just like, it turned into like, I wasn't doing either that well. And so
right.
Then inside I was like beating myself up and just not performing how I needed to. And so, I just kind of had to ask for help, and it's been great. And
awesome.
I love it. It's so fun. And our nanny is so amazing. Like, it's just great. Like, I was just kind of like, oh, it's just good. I hope she never leaves.
Oh yeah. That's so great. And how large is your team now? It's a pretty large team.
Yeah. So my team, so those are also my babies.
Sure.
So my team is, it fluctuates just because it's retail. So, you know, retail
sure.
can be really transient, and you know, sometimes it's such a part-time thing for some people, and then I have a lot of people that are like fully committed that have been with me for years. It fluctuates between 20 and 25.
Wow.
That with me. Yeah.
And that's a lot of people to be managing. I mean, that's a substantial amount of a size team, especially for a small business. Like, that's, and how many locations do you guys have now?
So we have 4 stores, like, so 4 brick and mortars, but we also have our headquarters, which is our online. It's where we process everything. So we have 5 locations that we manage. Wow. But then, yeah, 4 storefronts. And they're all within, they're all in the Nashville area, like you said. And 2 I opened this year. So even though my daughter, you know, I got out of the first year with her of the balancing and the figuring things out, I thought it was a great idea for some reason to open 2 stores this year. So we have 5.
Wow. So I know there's one in Murfreesboro now, right?
Yes. Yeah, so that was our 3rd store. So, you know, I started online. So I started online almost six years ago. 5.5 years ago. And then I opened my first brick and mortar in East Nashville, and it was a really small space, and we've kind of grown. And when I got that one, that was when I actually, like, knew I needed a warehouse. And right. So then I got my warehouse, and then that's when we opened 12 South. And then we've moved a few times in that, but we still have an East location. We still have our, like, headquarters warehouse. We still have 12 South. And then, yes, last year about this time I signed my lease for Murfreesboro, and then we opened the end of February of this year, and then the end of June we opened downtown Franklin. So
I am just so blown away. I can tell you, my Murfreesboro friends are so happy. They're so happy that you're there now and they can just go in close by. But I'm so impressed by your ambition just to get more stores open and get more amazing, beautiful clothes into the hands of ladies. And so what is the driving factor? So, I mean, you said you were in school for therapy, for counseling. How did it become, and I know you said you wanted to open a store. So was it always was fashion always something that you were really into, or was it, this is a vehicle to just have a store and something I'm passionate about, or how did it turn out to be a boutique?
You know, I never knew if it was going to be clothes or what it was going to be. So I have family members that have had, you know, their own businesses before. My grandma had her own little general store, like a little candy store and everything. She had closed it before I was born, but there was just always kind of like these charming stories. And I just, even since I was in high school, I just thought it would be so fun to have a store one day. I never really knew what it would look like.
Right.
But in college, I just really didn't really believe it was realistic. Like, I was just like, I don't even know how I would do that. So I started pursuing psychology, and I just became really passionate about psychology and then also women's studies. And just that the media plays on women, and especially, like, you know, the everyday wrestles with body image issues and eating disorders and just, you know, life problems that come our way. And so I did decide to start pursuing counseling, mainly working with women with eating disorders and body image problems and all of that, and just became really passionate about women's worth and the value that we have regardless of our size or what we're wearing or anything like that.
Love that.
So really became passionate in that way, but always still loved having creative outlets. And so when I actually took a year off of grad school, I moved to Nashville. So that's what brought me to Nashville. I'm from North Carolina. And okay. I just was going to take a year off, and then I was going to go back to grad school. But I kind of started second guessing, like, is counseling still, like, kind of what I'm called to? Like, is this what I really want to do? And I was just really unsure. Met my husband here. And then at the time I was a nanny. So I was already getting my baby experience of being a mom. And
nice.
With being engaged, knowing, like, I wanted to go back to school, I just, like, didn't really think school was in the cards while I was planning a wedding. So I wanted to do, like, I wanted to have a creative outlet. So I actually started my own antique business.
Where
I refurbished furniture. It was when, like, chalk paint was really in. I just realized, like, I loved, like, the business side of things. I loved having a creative outlet and just being able to turn a profit. Like I loved like creating something and then seeing it sell and all of that. So that's kind of what started like getting like a little bit of like the store idea back into my mind. And then after I got married, you know, I just had to make a decision, like, you know, am I going to go to school or what am I going to do? And I've always loved fashion. It's really funny though. Like it really is funny that I own a store because like, I'm right there with you, girl. I mean, before I had Benny, I just shopped at TJ Maxx. Like TJ Maxx was like my store. And I shopped at TJ Maxx and then I shopped in like the Anthropologie sale room. Like those were like, the places I went and that was it. And I really wasn't a big shopper. But while I was in grad school, I did work in the fashion world. So in grad school, I worked at Anthropologie and then I got recruited to be an assistant manager for like a high-end boutique in the city I was living in.
Okay.
And so I guess like little, you know, moments had started happening when I was in grad school that was like getting fashion in my mind. But literally so randomly, I was driving one day and it just like came to me that I was supposed to start an online women's clothing boutique. And I was nervous because I'm not even like that tech savvy, but I just really felt like that's what I was called to do. And so I started so small and I was just like, you know, I just want to do this. And I want to find really great pieces that are affordable that like anyone can like wear and feel beautiful in. And I'm going to get to know them. I'm going to get to know these women. And that's kind of was my purpose in starting, like to just love women really well and to find them like great pieces. Cause I know it's really hard to find great pieces that are affordable these days. And so
that was
kind of like my platform. And then it just kind of it just continued to grow. So I'm not a person that like looked at fashion magazines. I know designers like clearly, but I'm not, I don't really get wrapped in that world. And so it still is so funny that this is like my platform, but it is. And so I'm just rolling with it.
I love it because I mean, it really does bring together a lot of the things that you were passionate about to begin with. You know, you are empowering women to feel, you know, beautiful in their own skin. And I know a lot of the pieces that I've personally seen are just like after having two children, like there are certain things that I'm just not really comfortable trying to wear anymore, you know? And so I love so many of the pieces that y'all carry are just so flattering, you know? I mean, they're flattering for all different shapes and sizes, but I mean, I don't walk in there and go, yeah, there's no way I can pull that off, you know? And that's the kind of feeling that you get looking at every magazine or, you know, so that's always like, that's kind of the baseline feeling in general. So it's so refreshing to walk into a place and go, oh, I really could pull that off and I could look really cute in that. You know, that's just like a tangible way of kind of saying you are worth it. You're worthy of this beautiful outfit and you can afford it. Go figure.
Yes.
You don't have to get out your arm and leg to, I won't name names, but I went into a boutique not far from us in a nice part of town. And I just thought, yeah, like as much as I love these pieces, there's no way that I can justify, you know, spending this amount on something like this. Like I'm just not there. And even if I was in that bracket, I don't think I would ever be able to even do that just from like a mental standpoint. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, when your husband works for Dave Ramsey, it's hard to do that. But
he'll catch you.
Yeah, he sits on my shoulder. He's like, Hillary, you know, wagging his finger like, would you really regret that later? Yes, I would. But I just love that all the passions that you mentioned have kind of come to the forefront and you're not even, I love that you just followed the calling. Like you didn't, like you said, you didn't have a ton of tech experience. You had maybe dabbled in the fashion world a little bit, but I could see how so many voices could have come into your mind and said, who do you think you are? This is way too out of your league. You don't know what you're doing. And I'm sure you have had those voices and you've had to fight that sense of self-doubt and look what you've made, you know, from just a dream. And that's so inspiring, you know? So like, have you had to overcome some of those kind of feelings in the beginning? And even now, kind of what is the challenge now that you're in the place that you're in, where you're in a more of a stable, like scaled spot?
Yes. So in the beginning, it definitely was more so just like voices in my head. I mean, I'm sure like a few people were a little like fearful and hesitant of like, you know, is this really going to work? Sure. But, you know, now it's just like a different level of things. You know, we still are a small business. Yeah. You know, we're not this like, you know, in every city and this like huge, huge corporation, but, you know, we are growing. And so we have kind of stepped away from, you know, all the, you know, the mom and pa ways we used to do things. And
sure,
we
sure.
are building more and more into, you know, a corporation. And I think that's the kind of things that sometimes can be a little scary of just, mm-hmm. oh, wow. Like I never actually knew I would be dealing with this. What? Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, I've dealt with so many things, you know, I do have some people close to me that, you know, probably didn't think that, you know, I was going to succeed, and that could have been out of their own fears.
Sure.
And then, you know, I've had people, you know, I've had people steal my followers and my brands, and I've had, sure. you know, I've had really rough employees, and I've had really great employees. It has created, I never knew my skin could be this thick. I mean, it can be really hard. And so, the voices change honestly every season. You know, there are, you know, I think I've kind of shown people like, okay, like, we have made it, like we are running, you know, I provide jobs to, you know, 25 people, and this is such a blessing. It's so great. And then now though, yeah, it's not really anymore of like the voices are that I can't do this. It turns into more of sometimes like, can I do it at this level? You know, it goes yes. back to that capacity thing, you know, the capacity yes. of, you know, juggling, you know, being a mom and being a business owner. And then now, you know, being a business owner on this level of 5 businesses and 20 something employees. And, you know, at the end of the day, like I can always let fear in, but, you know, I try to kind of look at my problems and, you know, you just ask yourself, like, is this fixable? And if it is fixable, like, you know, what are the ways to fix it? And, you know, 99% of the time, it's going to be a fixable thing. It's just something that maybe I haven't encountered yet. And I really just try to give myself grace and then just seek it out. I have great mentors. I have a great team. But yeah, the voices change in every season. The voices change.
It's so true. I think it can be so easy to look at women in business in different stages of business and think, well, they've made it to this point and they've made it, so to speak. And I think it's so important to know that, you know, the challenges just morph, you know, and there's never like a season, I don't think, of business. And if there is, it's a very usually short-lived season of coasting. Or kind yes. of resting on your laurels. Like as soon, it's kind of like mothering a toddler.
I was just going to say that.
It's like, as soon as you think you've got something down, like their naps or, you know, hiring and firing, you're like, oh no, never mind. Like I never have dealt with that before. Let's see if we can figure this one out, you know, like, or
yeah,
they change their nap routine. It's just, it's so funny how similar, like I feel like business, like small businesses could basically just be like called toddlers, and then that would just explain it for everyone.
No, it's so true. Like you think you're in the clear and then something else comes up, and that is like a kid, you know, like you're like, oh yeah. They're finally sleeping, and then now you're like, oh, okay, now you have tantrums or you know, something like that. Yeah. And so you know, the biggest thing is I have to, at the end of the day, girl, like I just have to remember like why I started this, and like I know that there is still one woman that like needs to be heard and like needs to be seen and needs to feel valued. Like I'm going to try my best to keep fighting for it. Like, you know, even when sometimes, you know, you want to throw in the towel of like, this is too hard, you know, for me to just remember that, like, why did I start this? And like, if there are still people showing up, like I've got to show up too. And so But yeah, I mean, this has been one of my most challenging seasons, and as a business owner, and so that also falls into being a mom, because, you know, as much as you want to be completely off when it's time for you to be off, you just can't be sometimes. You know, I have the weight of, you know, all my customers and all my employees and, you know, payroll and, you know, everything on my shoulders. And so sometimes it doesn't just rub off. And sometimes it does, you know, and that's the thing of where balance is so funny. 'Cause, you know, there's times that I can be off and I'm just, the only thing I'm doing work-wise is like answering a few text messages and I'm like full on family mode. And then there's other times that I've had a hard day and it's hard for me to shake, you know, it's hard for me to shake. Yes. And so, but yeah, I mean, I think that's sometimes some of the hardest of being like a business owner is, I wish I could shake it a little more sometimes and be like fully, fully with my daughter.
Yeah.
I'm still learning.
Yeah. There's no clocking out really in the sense of, you know, being able to say, and I think even in a corporate environment, it just depends on the role that you have. I mean, you know, some people have more of a situation where they can clock out and kind of forget about it. And then some people in higher levels at C-suite or above, you know, they can't either, even though they are salary or they are working for someone else. It's like, they still have so much that they're having to deliver and so much pressure. And it's like, how do you stay present? That, and I totally understand that. I struggle with that every day, and I'm still right now, we're just doing mostly just some smaller freelance things now, because I think it got to a point where with us, where I was like, this is too much. Like, I just can't. And like you said, what's your capacity? Like, I realized like my capacity was just different than I imagined. And I was like, this is probably going to be harder than I thought. And so I think that it's so important to have grace, like you said, and you do develop a thick skin. Like, you don't expect to, you think, oh, I want to be nice and I want to be everybody's best friend. And then you realize I can't do that and still survive and succeed, you know, not that you want to be to intentionally mean or hurt anyone, but you can't keep everyone happy all the time. You just can't.
Yeah. You know?
And that's the hard part.
I know it is. And it's been, I mean, it's great. I mean, I think we just live in a society that we're just constantly going, you know, like, we just always have to be thinking, like, we always have to be thinking, we always have to be going. And like, you know, we kind of created that, you know, we're so involved in, you know, social media and, you know, what's going on. And, you know, gosh, when I was a kid, you know, we didn't have phones, you know, we didn't have cell phones and, you know, you're just playing outside. And so it was so much easier to shut off at work, you know, because when you would, you know, when your dad would drive home at 5 p.m. for dinner, you know, he didn't have a cell phone to even look at work emails. No. And, you know, you have one family computer and it is just so different now, because you constantly can see your phone. So you can see if you have an upsetting email or anything like that, and it can just derail you, you know, where as, you know, 20 years ago, it just didn't happen. And so I think though, you know, you can look on that side and be like, oh gosh, we never shut off. We live in this constant world. But then you can also look at the beauty of it. And I'm like, I can literally like go home like during the week. Like, I could fly to North Carolina with my little girl and answer emails remote and be completely still invested in my team if I needed to. But I think that's where, like we talked about earlier on, like that's just where you really, there has to be some boundaries. If it's, you know, I'm not going to open up anything that's going to derail me tonight. It can be handled tomorrow. So if that's Instagram for someone, if that is, and derail can be so many different things, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily, like I'm talking about on a work level, but it can be on a level of like, you know, so many women do struggle with like, you know, seeing like really beautiful things on Instagram and just being like, gosh, like I don't have that. Like, my dinner didn't look that good tonight, or I didn't look that cute. I didn't look that cute when I went on my date. and you can get derailed by so many different things. And so it's just like knowing your boundary, and everyone's is different. And so like, where is your red flag? And like, maybe if it's a red flag, like just don't allow yourself to sit in that, you know, and it's right. not going to happen. And I'm a realist, so I know that that won't be me every night. Like, I know sure. I will look at my phone. I will look at my phone some nights, and there's going to be times like right now, you know, I'm dealing with something with work that has kind of like taken a big toll on me, like for the yeah. past like week and a half. And it's just part of being a business owner. So there's sometimes yeah. it's like, I know I'm not going to like be able to give like my all in, but it's just like knowing your capacity, like knowing your boundaries, like knowing like what your triggers are, and like being able to like, be able to say like, it's okay. Like I can, yeah. I can look at this tomorrow. It's okay.
Yes. Just don't even open that email. Just don't even touch it. Just put it down. So what are some of the things you do to, as we kind of get close to time, what are some of the things you do to just take care of you? Like, how do you take care of Jenny right now?
Oh, Hillary, that is the question of the hour. I'm not that good. I'm really not that good at it, but it's just because I'm like stuttering on my words, because it's like, I'm not that good at it, but it's literally because like the two things that like I do the most is like, I'm either with my family, so with my husband and my daughter, or I'm working, and it's because I love them. At the end of the day, like as much as people are like, you need to stop working, like I genuinely like love working, and like I love finding new pieces. I love finding new vendors. I love finding new brands. Like I love coming up with events. Like I like thrive in that. And then with my family, like I honestly like, it's so funny because I really am like busy all the time, but I'm not really busy hanging out with friends. Like I actually don't really have that many friends, and I don't say that in like a sad way. I mean, it's like a little funny, but it's just because like I'm in just like a crazy season. And so like a lot of times, like people are like, what do you do? I don't really have much outside of like my family time and then work. But I think it's just because, like, I really do just enjoy it. But obviously there are times that I need to, like, take a break and get some self-care. And there's definitely some things that, like, I wasn't doing too good in, like, in the self-care department. And so I am, again, just one of those people, like, I can only focus on one thing at a time. So right now I actually like changed my eating habits. And so I've been on this cleanse and just like healthy living for about 2 months, and I'm down almost 20 pounds. And so that's just something just really great that I've like kind of finally started taking care of myself again and like my food and my habits. And then, this is so weird, but like I finally got my teeth redone. People don't talk about that, but I'm happy to. I was in a car accident like 20 years ago, or not 20, like 15, 16 years ago, and it just like really wrecked my mouth. So I've needed to have some updates probably for the past like 4 years, and I've been pushing it off. A little bit is out of fear, but like a little bit of it is like I was like probably out of control of like how much time I was giving to the business and family. And so I finally did that. And so that's been really great. So I've just been doing small things and like the like health and wellness part of my life. But I'm still working on that. I think one of the biggest things was like having Rowan made me slow down. That's my favorite job in the world, is like being her mom. Like I'm literally so obsessed with her, and it created, I mean, I was probably working like 80 hours a week before I had her. And so it really created this like beautiful balance of like, it made me take a step back, you know, it made me trust my team more. Like I had to lean on my team more. And then And then having her, and then now that I have my nanny, now it's, I'm finally kind of in this season that I'm like, okay, like it is time that like I take care of Jenny. And so right now, yes. So health, and then, my teeth. And then I would love to do a hobby, but I don't know what that will be yet. Because I probably would turn it into some kind of work thing.
I like, how can I monetize?
I don't stop. Oh, I literally, like, I'll start a hobby and I'm like, okay, like, how can I like make this, like, what can I do? Like, how can I do this? It's just how my brain operates. So
I love
probably
that,
just need to go to Mexico and like lay by the pool.
Just go to a place where they don't let you do anything but sit and drink.
Yeah.
Or like
sit and drink by the pool. I think like, so yeah, I think that's how Jenny takes care of herself.
I love that. Well, and I think it's important to like note again, you know, it looks so different for everyone. You know, like if that's, it's, it can be easy to go, oh, well, work and mommying is so taxing and so draining and you definitely would want to break from that. But obviously, you know, we wouldn't be doing these things and choosing these things if they weren't bringing us life and giving us life.
Yes.
Obviously they take a lot of energy, but they also give a lot of energy too. And they give a lot of joy. And so, yeah, I think it's just finding that, that line of like, okay, you know, my mothering has been giving me a lot, but maybe this week it's taken a little bit more than it's given. And so I need to take back a little bit more of that energy for myself, and that's okay. You know, or my business has been giving more than it's taking. So I'm in a better, you know, so it's just always morphing and changing. And with regards to balance, I'll never forget, I was in a yoga class and the lady said something that balance is really just making these tiny adjustments so that you can stay on your feet. You know, it's not some equilibrium that you come to where you're just in the flow and nothing ever changes and you're like, everything's perfect now. You know, that's just not life, you know? So it's like, how are we making these little micro adjustments to kind of keep ourselves at some place of equilibrium where we're not completely out of whack, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. And so if you're getting joy and energy from what you're doing, then of course, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about it, is that we have the opportunity to choose that, the job that we're doing. You know, there's so many women out there who don't, you know, so it's like, that is
exactly
such a privilege to say, I'm choosing this business. I'm choosing this life as a mom and as with my family. And I love that. I love that that gives you life and joy. Like that's the goal, you know, ultimately, right? You know, to have,
yeah,
have that. So I have loved talking to you. And I, before we close, one thing we always ask everyone is, what are some things or one thing you're loving right now? We totally stole it from Jen Hatmaker. If Jen's listening, hi. Probably not.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, girl.
What's one thing
that you're loving?
Like that I'm super into, or like a
food? Super into. It can be literally anything, like a Netflix show, a clothing line, a food, a toddler toy, or something that's saving your life as a mom, anything.
Oh my gosh, I am like such a loser because I feel like, I don't even know what I'm going to say. Well, I do know what I'm loving. I am loving this weather because it was hot. It was hot for way too long.
Yes.
And I am like living for these cooler days. Like it is like sweater weather is my favorite. And so
yes,
like, sweater weather. I want to drive and get a coffee every day in my sweater. And so, yeah, I'm just loving this weather right now.
I'm right there with you. The Nashville summer would not quit. I was like, you need to go home. Nobody wants you around anymore. No, you are the one at the party. Everyone's done with you. Please, please go away. And finally it did. I was even thinking that this morning on the way to school of like, I know it's been dreary, but I don't care. Like I will take this weather any day over that 90 degree, you know, nonsense. So, well, I so appreciate you being with me. And really quickly, can you tell everybody where they can find Vinnie Louise online?
Yes. So VinnieLouise.com is our website. It's VinnieLouise.com. And then same thing with our Instagram. It's just Vinnie Louise. And through that, you'll be able to see our store accounts too.
Beautiful, beautiful. And the clothes are just absolutely gorgeous. Perfect for every season. Ladies, get out there if you're in the Nashville area, especially the 12 South location is the one that I think is closest to me, but they're all adorable and perfect. So just get out there and get in the stores too. And Jenny, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your story with us. I cannot wait to share this with everybody. Have an awesome, awesome, beautiful, perfect fall Nashville weekend in your sweater.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You too, girl. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Whole Motherhood podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, please be sure to leave a review in iTunes. You can find us many places online, including our website, wholemotherhood.co, and you can download this podcast anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. You can also email us at hillary@wholemotherhood.co or amanda@wholemotherhood.co. And you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Whole Motherhood. If you'd like a weekly dose of Whole Motherhood in your inbox, including curated links and updates, you can subscribe to our newsletter.